Sunday morning in 1942. A mother was blessed with a son who grew up to be young, gifted and proud, with the strength to tear a mountain down, with a voice so young and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Yeah,
young, gifted and proud.
And as he grew up,
Magandang gabi, Senyong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we have a plethora of music along with a wide variety of news from all parts of the world, from the U.S. to the Philippines, along with some community announcements. In regards to that community announcement, our first one comes on Wednesday, May the 17th, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the Cedar Cultural Center, which is right down the road here at 416 Cedar Avenue South. An evening with Daniel Volavets and Jera Kahlo. And Jera Kahlo is the Filipina who will be performing at this joint performance. In regards to the musical style of Miss Kahlo, she calls her musical style a vocalist and multi-instrumentalist, is an ever-evolving performer, composer, arranger, and producer. She made her debut in Manila music scene at the age of 17. As a singer keyboardist performing with local jazz and hip hop bands before diving in as a solo artist and band leader. And we're actually going to play a song of hers as our first track of the evening. In regards to other community announcements, the Philippine Center of Minnesota presents PCM Coffee House Show, which will take place on May the 26th at the Philippine Center of Minnesota at 1380 Frost Avenue in Maplewood, Minnesota. There will be live performances by local artists along with coffee, dinner, snacks, and desserts. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Lyra at 612-501-4254. Once again, that's Lyra at 612-501-4254. Speaking of Filipino-owned businesses in the community, Lyra and her husband, Joel, own a spot over in Uptown. I believe it's called Art and Rec. If you want to learn more about that, feel free to search them on the internet in regards to their restaurant business venture in the Uptown area. In regards to our last community announcement, on Saturday, June the 10th, the Filipino community organizations present Philippine Independence Day. It's a picnic, potluck, food program, and games from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Roseville Central Park's Lion Shelter at 2527 Victoria Street North in Roseville, Minnesota. And for more information in regards to this event, feel free to contact Susan at 612-968-9826. And so far, we haven't heard publicly in regards to two of the biggest attended Filipino events in the community, that being the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans Philippine Day, which traditionally has taken place in late March or early April, generally sometime around Palm Sunday or a little after Palm Sunday. There were a few years where Philippine Day obviously did not take place due to COVID. It came back with a vengeance last year at Woodbury High School as the first time the event was held outdoors and in the summertime. And we haven't quite heard quite yet the official announcement as to when the Phil Minnesota Association's basketball invitational will be taking place. But those two events, Philippine Day, which is widely considered the largest one-day gathering of Filipino Americans, and the FMABI is widely considered the biggest two-day attended Filipino event in the community. We're just waiting on pins and needles in regards to when those two events will be announced, as they bring people from not only the metro area, but from the likes of Duluth, North Dakota, Iowa to Philippine Day. And the FMA Basketball Invitationals brung people from North Dakota, Iowa, some from Wisconsin, from Chicago, and as far north as Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. But as we stated earlier, we are going to play a track from Jiraiya Kahlo. It is her composition, Flame, that she played at the Berklee Global Jazz Institute.
Walk with me barefoot along this path we know so long. Your hands enclosed in mine are two souls intertwined in a heart's well. Who knows how high they've flown? Dance with me, for you know I'd only dance with you. Stepping on your toes as the saying goes. Falling is another way to fly. Retreat to the rim.
Once again, that is Jera Kahlo with a live performance of her composition, Flame. As a reminder, she will be performing at the Cedar Cultural Center on May the 17th, beginning at 7:30 p.m. And if things go right, we may have an interview with Ms. Kahlo here on the Filipino American National News. In regards to interviews, we may have a bunch on the way here on the fan, as we like to call it. We are in the works of setting up an interview with a local author and professor, Christina Oxtra. And we're also in the works in setting up an interview with Shakopee native and current Philippine Basketball Association player of the Phoenix Fuel Masters, Jason Perkins, who is out here for the last month and a half enjoying his hiatus between one of the PBA seasons. The last time we spoke to Jason was right before he was entering the Philippine Basketball Association as a player. That was approximately 4 to 5 years ago, pre-COVID. It was the first time Jason has been able to come back to the Twin Cities with his wife and his toddler. So it'll be great to catch up with Jason and potentially his wife about the experiences of being a professional athlete out there. Also, them being a couple. His wife is widely well known in the Philippines. If you're a fan of YouTube, as his wife Marga Banaga Perkins is has a deep following on YouTube. But for right now, we're gonna head over to our first couple of stories, and this is coming from the Filipino American National News news desk. This comes from Reuters. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. said on Thursday that granting U.S. access to Philippine military bases was a defensive step that would be useful if China attacked Taiwan. Marcos, speaking at the end of a four-day visit to Washington that included a summit with President Joe Biden, an agreement to update the country's nearly 72-year defense alliance, did not respond directly when asked whether the United States could place weapons at the bases if the China attacked Taiwan. Marcos told Reuters that the Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement, EDCA, reached with the United States in 2014 was originally conceived to improve disaster responses. Now there's an additional aspect to it, he said, and that is tensions across the Taiwan Straits seems to be continuing to increase. Then the safety of our Filipino nationals in Taiwan becomes of predominant importance. And so these EDCA sites will also prove to be useful for us should that terrible occurrence come about, he added, referring to an invasion of Taiwan. A February agreement to allow the U.S. to use four additional Philippine military bases is highly sensitive for Manila, which wants to closer military ties to the United States without alarming China, its largest trading partner. China has said that decision was stoking the fire of regional tension. Marcos said Washington has not proposed any kind of action for the Philippines in terms of taking part in the defense of Taiwan. It's of a defense nature and maybe a civil defense nature when I talk about the disasters and the evacuation of Philippine nationals, he said. Marcos comes to Washington seeking clarity on the extent of Washington's commitment to protect his country amid rising tensions in the South China Sea, where Manila and Beijing have rival claims, as well as tension over Taiwan and North Korea. Now we're going to head over to our other article from the news desk, and this comes from the Times of India. Philippine authorities have rescued over 1,000 people from several Asian nations who were trafficked into the country, held captive, and forced to run online scams, an official said Saturday. International alarm has grown in recent months over internet scams in regions that often staffed by trafficking victims tricked or coerced into promoting bogus crypto investments. Michelle Sabrino, a spokesman for the Philippine National Police Force Anti-Cyber Crime Group, said officers raided a cluster of buildings Thursday in Malakbak City, about 90 kilometers north of Manila. A total of 1,090 people were rescued who had been recruited to run online scams. Sabino said the victims were forced to target unsuspecting people in the United States, Europe, and Canada. Their passports were confiscated, and they were made to work up to 18 hours a day with a salary deductions for interacting with colleagues or taking extended breaks. You're like a prisoner without a cell. You're not even allowed to talk to your roommates, Sabino told the AFP. They're not allowed to leave outside the bounds of the gates. After 18 hours of work, they're brought to their dormitory. The victims were mostly Chinese nationals, Vietnamese, Filipinos, and Indonesians, police said in a separate statement. Authorities also rescued people from Malaysia, Thailand, Taiwan, Myanmar, Hong Kong, and Nepal. Sabino said the workers were trained to entice strangers into buying cryptocurrency or depositing money into bogus bank accounts after establishing fake romantic relationships. And for right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is from a local Christian rapper by the name of Selena Lena, originally from the Tennessee area. And this is her song entitled Better Now.
Yeah. You see that? It's beautiful. My heart has changed and rearranged. I'm better now. I used to be the loudest one, but I settled down. Christ, the love of me. Center stage now. Lost, but I'm found. Yeah, I don't play around. My heart has changed and rearranged. I'm better now. I used to be the loudest one, but I settled down. Christ, the love of me. Center stage now. Lost, but I'm found. Yeah, I don't play around. I don't play around when it come to life. Everything I do, try to do it right. Every TikTok on the clock means a moment that I gotta live out till my best don't stop. I ain't got time to waste to chase fakes and place a fake name on my chest. I gotta stay real to the one who been right there from the start, and he down with the rest. I'm talking about God. Everything about myself, he know. He don't wanna know me when I couldn't find myself. He just came up on me when I didn't even know what I wanted in my life. I just knew I had to grow, had to take it to another level, bring it home. I was in a battlefield, but he put me in my zone. Who would've ever known if I didn't know him? I just do this on my own. I got a crown now, I sit on the top of the throne. Enemies bow down. I got God by my side, then I ride. I ain't gotta hide what's inside. I'ma make it to the end, no question. They thought they had me now, born again. Thought that I was lost, but I'm finna win. Boy, stop, I got the bag and I bring it in.
My heart has changed and rearranged. I'm better now. I used to be the loudest one, but I settled down. Christ, the love of me. Center stage now. Lost, but I'm found. Yeah, I don't play around. My heart has changed and rearranged. I'm better now. I used to be the loudest one, but I settled down. Christ, the love of me. Center stage now. Lost, but I'm found. Yeah, I don't play around.
Life with the light of Christ, I feel like my life had to turn around to make a change. I had to do better for myself, cause I kept coming back to the things that didn't matter. It was strange, but now I walk in his ways. So blessed that I got a better aim of life. The price of mine, I feel like I could shine a light on these people that been lost. Never mind the cost of my life. Money don't buy that. Take one away, can't buy back. Every single one, tell them where your mind's at. I can guarantee that you'll never go back. I see you making moves, got dreams and a map. Where you finna go if you ain't all that? I had to see myself in an all new way, cause I'm a king's daughter and I'm saved by grace. There ain't nothing that I can't do. Looked in the mirror and I saw something new. Lit like I just got a new pair of shoes. Right number day when I heard the good news. Everybody looking at me like I'm loco. Might as well take a picture like a photo. But you can't walk away saying you ain't no. I just had to tell you about the truth of the soul.
My heart has changed and rearranged. I'm better now. I used to be the loudest one, but I settled down. Christ, the love of me. Center stage now. Lost, but I'm found. Yeah, I don't play around. My heart has changed and rearranged. One, but I settled down. Christ, the love of me. Center stage now. Lost, but I'm found. Yeah, I don't play around.
And that was Selena Lena with her track, Better Now. You're listening to Filipino-American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 90.3 FM, on the radio dial, online at kfei.org/Filipino-American National News. Shows are archived up to 2 weeks, and you can also listen via the KFEI app on Google Play and the Apple Store. We are going to end the show from a track from Ramil Martinez and the Miss Roots. And the name of this track is entitled Cultura. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Thank you. Community Radio is KFAI-FM, Minneapolis-St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org, the community's true.